For years, Qantas has been pushing the government to relax foreign ownership laws that limit overseas investment in the airline. Now it appears to have found a way to lure foreign cash without breaking the rules. Today's loss announcement included plans to spin off its struggling international division into a new holding company. Qantas says global investors will be able to invest in the new business without fear of breaching the foreign ownership cap. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Ever since Qantas was privatised 21 years ago, the airline's faced restrictions on who can own its shares and how many they can buy. In March, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott announced plans to ease some of those restrictions, including the 49% foreign ownership cap. A modified version of those amendments to the Qantas Sale Act passed the Senate last month with the support of the opposition. Rules that blocked foreigners from owning more than 25% of Qantas and that stopped foreign airlines from owning more than 35% are now gone. And so the airline's head accountant, its chief financial officer, Gareth Evans, says that has paved the way for the restructure of the international division announced today.
The changes to the Qantas Sale Act have removed a significant impediment for Qantas to be involved in long-term consolidation, and we want to take advantage of that.
The 49% foreign ownership rule is still in place, but changes to the law mean that parts of the new international division can be sold to foreign investors without breaching the cap.
By providing a separate subsidiary for international, we do increase the optionality because today the headstock is well over 40% foreign owned, and the ability for a foreign investor, foreign airline, whoever it might be, to take a significant stake is limited because of that. So by providing a separate subsidiary, you give an option for that foreign investor to take equity directly in the international business. So it just increases the options and the optionality.
UTS accounting professor Peter Wells sees today's announcement as an attempt to mirror the corporate structure adopted by Qantas rival Virgin Australia.
We need to see more detail on this, but effectively what they're trying to replicate the Virgin structure, whereby you're allowed to have more international owners of the domestic operations, and you have to have more domestic owners of the international operations to maintain your air traffic rights. So that's the issue which I think the airline faces. But the issue is, which has to be overcome, is there the returns in the international operations for the domestic shareholders to want to keep on putting money into it? Because it's not obvious that international operations are out of the woods.
But Peter Wells sees one major obstacle to foreign investor interest in Qantas, the company's financial performance. However, he says the massive write-downs on the value of the airline's aircraft, which have been triggered by the restructure and drove today's huge loss, could bear financial fruit in the future.
We also need to understand that by taking an impairment charge this year, mechanically they'll be reducing depreciation charges in the years to come. So quite mechanically, without doing anything, there will be a reduced depreciation charges, maybe in the order of $200 to $300 million a year, which will boost reported performance in future periods. So very much providing a free hit for the next few years for Qantas in terms of reduced depreciation charges.
So in other words, $200 million, which could have been accounted as part of a loss next year, won't be there. So their accounts will look better next year as a result of this impairment charge, this asset write-down this year.
That's correct. Look, I can't tell you for sure what the number is. I'm just picking a number. I'm saying $2.8 billion, 10 years, $200 to $300 million is a possible number. It might be more, it might be less, but there is a mechanical increase which is going to come. You did right.
Meanwhile, the independent South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon has used today's news to accuse Qantas of breaching share market trading rules. He's referred the airline to the corporate regulator ASIC, claiming its management selectively briefed big investors about its finances before passing on the information to other shareholders.
This is not an allegation. It is a matter of fact that Qantas, in answers to questions on notice in a Senate inquiry, made it very clear that they give commercial in confidence briefings to institutional investors. My view is that is wrong. Whatever they tell institutional investors, they should be telling to every shareholder in the company at the same time. And that is an issue that I think ASIC ought reasonably to investigate.
In a statement, Qantas says it complies with all Australia's continuous disclosure rules.
Pat McGrath.